The Victorian Chamber of Commerce is arguing that you should be able to take your mask off when working at your desk. Paul Guerra, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Just before the masks issue, you got the nod, any inside word on what will happen with the restrictions?
No, we're hoping to hear as well, but I suspect there's your summation. It's either going to be later this afternoon or more likely tomorrow morning.
So nobody's telling you anything privately?
No, not yet. So I think there's a bit of concern as to what might have come out of the rally, and I think today's numbers, they'll then be able to assess and work out to what level they're able to lift restrictions from Wednesday. We're very optimistic that we'll get some easing come Wednesday.
But some easing will still be restrictions on numbers in retail premises and pubs and things, won't it?
Yeah, I think so. You know, and look, I think we all expect we'll come out of this, probably not in the one big step that some of us would like, but you know, a gradual easing. But we just don't want it to take the 6 or 7 weeks that lockdown 4 did to get back to a level that meant that every business was able to trade viably.
What's the main one you would like to see eased?
Oh, I think we've got to get hospitality at limits that make sense. In this one, I'd like to see gyms open for, you know, purely for mental health of people. I know that's been a big focus of the callers to your program over the last month as well. So just basically start signalling how we come out of this quickly. You know, we crawled out of the last one, lockdown 4. We ended up in lockdown 5 pretty much straight away. We need to be able to give businesses an opportunity to come back and trade viably as soon as it's safe to do so.
And what's your feeling on masks? What's your worry about masks? I noticed the Premier said, sort of crunched it almost immediately yesterday, but what was your case? What was your argument?
Yeah, he did. Well, we know, and look, people have voted with their feet. They're not coming back into the office if they have to wear a mask full time. So we're trying to get a hybrid position here that says, you know, we're okay with wearing masks in lift wells, in public areas. We're actually okay with wearing masks when you stand up in your office environment. But when you're sitting down at your desk and you're socially distanced, you should be able to take your mask off. Now, we know everybody's QR coding into their office, so we know who's there. Most, if not all, workplaces are saying, if you're not feeling well, go and get tested. So that risk is removed as well. It's just getting to a point of making it comfortable for people to do their job. And as we do that, we know areas like the CBD will come back quicker because people will come back in.
So is it that much of an imposition? I mean, I'm lucky. I don't have to wear one when I'm broadcasting. But is it that much of an imposition to wear one at your desk?
It is, particularly for people, you know, not dissimilar to you, that spend all day on phones to customers. So, and it's really simple. If you can do your job at home without having to put a mask on, that's where people are going to stay. And what we're trying to do is work a way of getting people, you know, back into the office environment. We want to see them. We want to check in on their mental health. But on top of that, we actually want to start stimulating areas that have done it so hard, like the Melbourne CBD.
Okay, just quickly on another thing, the protests in Melbourne, yes, on the weekend, on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Do you think, I'm getting a lot of reaction from people who would normally not be part of the protest. They're not your average conspiracy theorists or wackos. Do you think there was sort of an element of frustration, of genuine frustration that spilled out there? 5,000 people.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's frustration. I see frustration every day now. I'm actually seeing desperation at a level that I haven't seen before either. But yeah, this is where the pandemic's got us to. We have to remember we've been in crisis mode now every day for about 14 months. This is spilling over in different areas. It doesn't make it right because ultimately we're on the verge of crushing the virus, the Delta virus, again for the second time. But it is getting difficult for people that are running businesses that don't have income coming in or are just frustrated that their way of life has changed. It's a reality now, and the way out of this is vaccination. So if you can get vaccinated, do your education and please go and get vaccinated.
That's coming from a man who's had COVID.
Correct.
Thank you, Paul. Paul Guerra, Chief Executive, Victorian Chamber of Commerce. Masks keeping people at home. Is that right? Do you stay at home and work at home with the radio on in the background because you have to wear a mask if you go to work? Are masks that much of an imposition?